Blog Talk Radio.
You know what? I'm talking and I'm muted. Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Never scroll.
Yes, Corey is in love with her man.
Link.
Can you roll by later?
Bring some of those rupees I like, you know.
Yay!
And some pieces of heart. Good morning, you people out there in the virtual universe.
Yeah, I just opened up Twitter. I was looking at everybody this morning. Good morning, everybody.
I think I still have some. You know what? I didn't even talk to you about your Cinnamon Roll because I have not even had breakfast yet. Thank you.
I just finished my rice cake and now I've got apple slices sitting here that y'all are going to be listening to me munch on as we do the show. It's a little hungry finally.
Lots of juicy news went on yesterday. Oh, and today. Oh my God.
Oh yeah? What do you got?
Am I opening?
Oh, sure, why not? Sure. We're kind of loose with it today, people. So. Yes.
Child, somebody is a snitch. Oh my God.
Oh, somebody's a snitch?
What the hell happened? Snitch. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, this is too juicy. I'm sorry. It's just like, oh, my God. Okay, let me spit it out. Lulzsec.
Uh-oh.
According to VentureBeat, the head of the hacker group, Lulzsec, given up his people. He's rolled over. You dirty rat.
Oh, no. This is not good. Oh, I got to go over to Twitter.
Wait. I'm not even done. Not only did he give up the five members of his organization, apparently these five members have very strong ties to Anonymous.
Oh, son of a bitch. We knew that was going to happen. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let me continue on. Of course, Lulzsec made their name for themselves middle of last year with online. I can't even spit it out. It's so juicy. Online attacks targeting the U.S. Senate, the CIA, the Arizona police, Brazilian government sites, and online gaming sites like Minecraft. I have no idea why you attack Minecraft and EVE Online. Again, don't know why. But supposedly they disbanded in late June. But members of the Lulzsec, I'm going to start calling the Lulzsec now, also tied to Anonymous, which continues to release confidential data and launch DDoS attacks on organizations that it does not like. Fox News, of course they would report this because they only want to report this stuff. They don't want to report about our protests from SOPA, which is why, again, we must bring it back around to us as soon as our Kickstarter project goes live. You guys, support us because Fox News is going to mess it up. But anyway, Fox News is reporting that one guy named by the name of Sabu, who's the leader of the Lulzsec, and a higher-up with Anonymous actually goes by the name, yes, we're going to tell your name, Hector Xavier Montsegur, an unemployed 28-year-old with two babies.
Two babies. Very nice. So you're unemployed. You have no paycheck, and you're so busy trolling the flipping internet. You can't even take care of your kids. That's nice. That's wonderful. You don't know.
Take care of your babies, Ray. That's your name from now on.
Oh.
So Monsignor reported, let me throw this quote in from the FBI because they're feeling all high and mighty today. This is devastating to the organization. We're chopping off the head of LulzSec. Honey, I hate to say this, there's five more organizations waiting to take their place.
Mm-hmm, true story.
They'll probably be on your butts by tomorrow. Okay, so Monsignor reportedly launched attacks from his home in public housing on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Are you freaking stupid? Oh, my God.
Wow.
God. Okay, so the report indicates that the FBI figured out Monsignor's identity last June when LulzSec disbanded, and since then he's been cooperating with the feds. His Twitter feed under the name of Sabu threw off the scent that he was working for the government. The federal government is run by a bunch of effing cowards, is what he wrote on Monday. He said, don't give in to these people, fight back, stay strong. After being taken into custody, he pled guilty on August the 15th to 12 charges related to his activities. Giving a check to the government presumably will lighten his sentence. The five LulzSec hackers that he gave up? Jake Davis, known as Topiary, Ryan Aykroyd, Kayla of London, Darren Martin, Pawn Sauce, and Doncha O'Carabelle Palladium of Ireland. And also Jeremy Hammond, an arachnus of Chicago. On August the 1st, Davis was notably – why can't I talk today? Davis was notably charged in the UK for his hacking activity, which lines up with the reported timeline of Monsignor's capture. Dude.
I would like to say, didn't I say a while back that, you know, I really thought Anonymous had been infiltrated? I said that. I said it.
You did. You did, and it is on tape. Go back and listen to our previous news podcast. What gets me is, Hector, not only are you living in government housing, you decided to hack from your house. How many millions upon millions of Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi connections are there in Manhattan? Mm-hmm. I have never been there, but I can probably tell you there are millions. And not, again, that we're advocating hacking, but if you're going to be a criminal, at least be good at it.
At least be smart about it.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, it's going to be rough for you in jail. Your sentence may be light, but I'm telling you, boy, it's going to
hurt. I've heard.
Don't drop the soap, boy. Don't drop the soap. All right.
Wow.
Oh, that is, I can't, I.
Man, and you're so pretty. You're going to go to prison.
He is rather pretty. I don't get this, okay. Did you not even watch the movie Hackers? And did you see any of them hacking from their house? Did you see what happened when they? You don't ever.
No. Don't hack from your house.
If you haven't seen the movie, or if you have, you guys know the scene I'm talking about. Remember when What's-His-Face got him caught and he was hacking from his house and he hacked across state lines and they told him, you're going to get busted by the feds? And he got busted. Jesse Bradford's character, that's how he got busted. You don't hack from your house. Look, now the government's going to be watching us. I can't hack to save my life. Trust me, if I could, I'd be living like Kim.com. That's all I got to say.
I'm not
publicizing it either. I'd be somewhere, an island in the South Pacific right now, sipping something out of a coconut if I could hack. But, hard luck. Well, nice knowing you, Hector. Lulz.
Very, very nice knowing you.
Lulz to you. Okay, next.
Wow. All right, so what do we got next? Next, oh, my God. I'm sorry, I keep going back. Somebody was stupid. All right, what have I got? We got another stupid person. Oh, no, actually, wait a minute. They're for us. My bad. Daryl Issa comes out swinging against ACTA. Congressman Daryl Issa, ISSA, a Republican for California, issued a press release this morning waging a full frontal assault on the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, ACTA, saying that he was opening up the treaty to the public because it was negotiated in secret. He describes ACTA as worse than SOPA and PIPA and shows great disdain for it because it was negotiated without the input of the American people and Congress. All right, so you're not so stupid.
He's a cute one, isn't he? The rep from California.
Yeah,
the real cute. Rawr, ladies.
Some might argue that the president did not have to include Congress in a treaty negotiation that the U.S. Constitution Senate does have some input. Others argue that the president was able to steer clear of Senate approval by calling it an executive agreement. The press release goes so far as to call ACTA an unconstitutional power grab begun by the executive branch to bypass Congress' constitutional authority over international commerce and intellectual property rights protections. ISSA says ACTA represents as great a threat to an open internet as SOPA and PIPA and was drafted with even less transparency and input from digital citizens. This agreement was negotiated in secret, and many of its vague provisions would clearly increase economic uncertainty while imposing onerous new regulations. I'm so congested, people. I'm trying to talk, and it's horrible. While imposing onerous new regulations on job creators, internet service providers, innovators, and individual Americans. Opening ACTA to taxpayers and stakeholders in Madison will help gather crucial input while delivering the transparency they deserve. All right, so ISSA has opened up the contents of the treaty on his website, keeptheweboPen.com. If you want to head over there and check it out, I know I'm going to be going there after the show when I have time to actually read over it. Well, I don't usually trust Congress people, and I'm still not going to say I do, but I do like that he's opened this up so that we can look at it.
I have the slice that he's cute.
Yes. Oh, and the people over at Lollipop Chainsaw, there is a picture up on Twitter. I'm actually going to link this to you, Corey. This is hilarious. Your bus, your short bus, I so want to ride your short bus. That is awesome.
What?
They have a short bus, and it's awesome.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what you're talking about, but hey.
They got a bus and made it look like the school bus out of Lollipop Chainsaw. Real life bus, painted it like the Lollipop Chainsaw bus, and she's driving it, and it's so cute. And I
have no idea. Okay, so
I will retweet it because this thing is hilarious.
Oh well, I know a lot of you may be listening, kind of half listening because Mass Effect is out today.
Is it out today?
Yeah, there's supposed to be a copy in our mailbox, Max at EA. I'm looking at you. We didn't ask for it. You offered it to us, so I'm expecting it in the mailbox. And The Sims 2 as well. Anyway, so those of you who have already gotten your copy, I'll be very excited to know it hit the shelves today, probably breaking into a million pieces as some of you dive for it. Mass Effect 3 is supposed to be the beginning, a middle and end of an entire war to save the galaxy, and the team has held nothing back. And this is from Dr. Ray Mazyukov, co-founder of BioWare and general manager of EA's BioWare label. He said the action is more intense and bold than ever. The level of customization is richer and deeper. The story is incredibly powerful and features the biggest decisions and consequences in the series. Whether you're a veteran of the series or a new recruit, there's never been a better time to jump in. Casey Hudson, executive producer of Mass Effect series, says, I'm very proud of what the team has been able to deliver with Mass Effect 3. This is our best work yet, and we cannot wait for fans to finally get their hands on the game and experience Commander Shepard's journey for themselves. Mass Effect 3 thrusts players into an all-out galactic war to save mankind from an ancient alien race known only as the Reapers. Players will assume the role of Commander Shepard, a war-torn veteran who's willing to do whatever it takes to eliminate this nearly unstoppable foe. With a team of elite soldiers at their side, each player decides how they will take Earth back, from the weapons and abilities they utilize to the relationships they forge or break. Mass Effect 3 also features the Galaxy at War system, where players will have the option to fight the Galactic War on multiple fronts. The system also includes the franchise debut of co-op multiplayer, as well as exclusive apps and the cover-based third-person shooter Mass Effect Infiltrator and the Mass Effect 3 datapad. Progress made in each of these components will directly link back to the player's main campaign, helping Commander Shepard rally the forces of the galaxy to eliminate the Reaver threat once and for all. That's nice. That gives you a whole bunch of no two games are alike thing going on. Mass Effect 3 has released what's called Mass Effect 3 From the Ashes, which is a DLC pack. It's included in Mass Effect 3 in seven Collector's Edition and Mass Effect 3 Digital Deluxe Edition. And BioWare is now offering this gripping new adventure to all gamers who could not secure a copy of either special edition. Mass Effect 3 From the Ashes, in Mass Effect 3 From the Ashes, Commander Shepard will discover an ancient Prothean artifact that could turn the tide in the war towards Earth. Players will take on the dangerous mission during Earth's final hours to retrieve this critical piece of technology
and to build a remote human colony to secure the artifact before the shadowy pro-human organization. I'm sorry, Sarah, but stop tweeting me. Texting me, or rather.
Do it again.
Domination. This optional content is included in the Mass Effect 3 and Sever's Collector's Edition or Mass Effect 3 Digital Deluxe Edition, or can be purchased on Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, or PC for a mere $9.99. That's 800 Microsoft points starting today.
Yay!
Oh, let me see if I can get a rundown of what else is in here. if I can stop choking.
Don't choke. Breathe.
That seems to be the problem. You breathe air in here. Oof.
You breathe in air.
Wow, there's a ton of stuff I cannot really list. You got some assault rifles, some other heavy pistols, some more shotguns, some machine guns, some rifles. Some looks like 5 new characters to play. Actually more than that. It goes up with each amount you spend. Some other missions. Wow. Very nice. So there's a bunch of stuff. There's no way we can tell you all of this. So you can drop by the site and check it out if you like. Tons of stuff that they included if you go ahead and drop a little more cash on your game. But all this stuff is, again, exclusive to multiplayer, looks like. So good luck, you guys. Hope you enjoy. I may jump in there over the weekend if they have it in the red box, and they probably do. That's another thing. Those of you who don't have it, pop over to red box. Cost you a dollar. Play over the weekend. Play Friday night. Turn it back in next day if you don't like it.
I downloaded Aeon yesterday and started playing. Or not Aeon. Rift. Rift Light. My bad. I've got Aeon in the brain. I want to play Aeon. I started playing Rift Light.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, remember Thursday to listen, Thursday night, when we tell you all about the people who are borrowing our... Yeah.
Yes, those people who need to be stabbed in the hand repeatedly.
You know, Gingy, I like to cut, but you're stabbing, so we need to talk about this. Stabbing is...
Well, you know, you just stab them in the hands. They cannot copy and paste other people's articles.
I'm going to be quiet now.
All right, here we go. GamePolitics.com this morning, U.S. files extradition request for 4 Mega Upload employees. You want to guess who those are?
Kim.com?
Mm-hmm, that'd be the biggest one. All right, so it's official. The U.S. government has entirely too many ties around the world where we're sticking our noses in places that they shouldn't be. All right, wait, that's not what the article says. The U.S. government... that 4 members of Mega Upload to the United States for a litany of charges, including racketeering, copyright infringement, and money laundering, and half a dozen other made-up things that aren't true. On Friday, U.S. prosecutors filed extradition requests against 4 New Zealand-based defendants, including Kim.com. U.S. authorities will use a United Nations treaty that we are totally, you know, warping to fit our own views, related to fighting international organized crime, because, you know, these guys were some bad mama jammas. They were horrible. They were causing deaths all over the world. It's horrible. All right, anyways, to bring these 4 to stateside, crimes must carry at least a 4-year prison sentence to extradite a citizen somewhere else. Obviously, the charges are enough to make an argument for extradition, but experts believe that a long fight is ahead before that happens. Some believe the extradition fight could go as far as New Zealand's Supreme Court. This extradition hearing has been scheduled for August 20th. Way to go, U.S. This is a waste of time and money that we could be spending to, you know, I don't know, make our schools better, pay our teachers better, pay our military, get our military with the equipment they need. But no, of course, let's go after 4 people who had an upload website, or sorry, file sharing website, because it was totally illegal and causing all sorts of horrible harm. The world is going to come to an end. Way to go, U.S. You're a joke.
Oh, wow. Ginger, tell them what you really think.
Oh, it irritates me.
All right. Well, I'm not going to have time. I'm not going to have time to do this today. Who knows? And you know how EA is. This may show up in my account. Really can't tell. However, yay, The Sims 3 Showtime is out today.
so excited about that.
I'm actually tired. That reminds me, my Houston police officers, I'm going to need you guys to leave me alone. Yesterday, I got 2 tickets for speeding.
Woman?
No, and I was not speeding. But the really amazing thing is I got them in the space of 5 minutes. Literally, I drove away from one cop, and the next one pulled me over. And I was not speeding. How do I know I wasn't speeding? Because I was getting ready to turn into a parking lot so that I could reset my GPS. So I was not speeding at all. I was going way below the speed limit. I was trying to find a place to park. So the second cop got rid of one ticket for me. But here's the horrible part for me. The cop that pulled me over the first time, his English was terrible. So I don't even know what he was trying to fuss at me about. I have no idea what he was giving me a ticket for. How do you get to be a police officer when English is your second language? And not just second language, but it's a bad second language for you. I don't understand. How can you help anybody when they can't understand what you're saying? I'm not understanding it at all. We love our immigrants, but, you know, I'm the grandchild of an immigrant. But
could not
speak English. He could not speak English. I kid you not. I kept asking him to repeat what he was saying, and he kept saying something. I was like, how did you get this job? So I'm going to need y'all to work on your English if you're in a public servant position, because at first, his English was bad enough to where I was starting to wonder if he was a police officer. I was, like, nervous, looking around going, do I need to grab something to stab you with? Are you about to do it? Are you really
no
a police
kidding
officer? Gosh. Okay. But y'all believe y'all leave me alone, Houston police. This time of the year, they're trying to make their quota, so they just start pulling people over. And then once I told the guy what I was doing, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. The second guy, I'm sorry. Well, I'll talk to you in 55. I think not.
Wow.
I think I was not. Anyway, back to my Sims. Okay, speaking of crazy stuff. So The Sims 3 Showtime is the newest expansion pack to the wildly popular The Sims 3. It's supposed to give you lovely people and myself a new outlet to play with life in the glamorous world of, what's it called? Starlight Shores. It's also available today is the much-anticipated Sims 3 Showtime Katy Perry Collector's Edition expansion pack featuring in-game Katy Perry-themed outfits, props, and objects. Sims, characters unique to The Sims, will make their rise to fame in The Sims 3 Showtime as either a singer, magician, acrobat, or DJ, and build skills necessary to put on a show-stopping performance. Honing talents, acquiring crowd approval, and showcasing unique skills are just the beginning steps to becoming a megastar. Sims will also need to navigate the town's proprietors by auditioning to prove their talents are worthy of the stage. Successful auditions will lead to larger and grander performance venues where Sims will showcase their skills and ultimately fulfill their fantasies of achieving superstardom. The Sims is the most popular life simulation game worldwide. Still, yes, top-selling PC game of all time. I don't care if you like Modern Warfare. They're not touching this one yet. Haven't broken that record yet. It also allows you to create and control just about every aspect of life. This is from one Mr. Scott Evans, who's the general manager of Sims Studio. Wow, Scott, you really made a come up. When I talked to him, he was a lowly assistant many years ago. Congratulations. He says, with every game that we build in the Sims Studio, we want to empower players to explore, create, and share their own stories with the world. We believe the Sims Showtime truly evokes new ways to play with life. And, of course, they've got all kinds of new things, fog machines, spotlights. Wow, there's a ton of stuff. And then there's a lot of stuff they don't tell you about, as we always talk about here. Your Sims most likely will probably develop some type of neuroses from being a star, or you can make them, what is it, recluse? Which would be fun, I think, to see. Good psychological experiment. You create a hermit and then try to make them a superstar. They probably will develop.
That would be awesome.
Develop drinking problems. There's a lot of reasons why people love The Sims so much, other than what we tell you. So you have to go play to see all these little crazy things. Did I tell you about my one that was crazy that I had?
I don't think so.
She's a police officer, and she would wear her wedding dress instead of her police uniform to work. She would only eat in the bathroom, sitting on the side of the tub. And she would talk to her hand or anything that happened to be around her. But she's the only one I had that did that. So each one of your Sims are unique. But she's the only one I had that did that. And I was hilarious just to sit and watch her. I really didn't have to do much to her because she was always making me laugh. I think I caught her downtown talking to a tree or something. I mean, she was having a knockdown, drag-out argument with a tree.
Interesting.
I was like, I had to find her first in the town because I couldn't see where she went. She would never. So
would drive her car to work. She would run in a wedding dress to work every day. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. But the only one I had that did that, I created other crazy ones, and none of the rest of them did that. It was just her.
Crazy sim?
Well, I just, you know, randomly assigned her some traits, and one of them was insane and genius. So she was super smart. She was just crazy. So maybe the tree was saying something to her. Who knows?
That would be hilarious.
It was. And it was. I still have her. She's old now. She's going to die soon.
Yeah. Aww. Speaking of things that are WTF, all right. You know, we're trying to extradite Kim.com when we should be trying to get this gamer released. Iranian Supreme Court overturns American game developer's conviction, orders new trial. All right, so I told you all about this, I don't know, probably a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Our game developer was over there visiting family, something, got arrested as a U.S. spy, was convicted of it, oh yes, and sentenced to death.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In a shocking turn of events, Iran's highest court has overturned the conviction of an alleged American spy, Amir Mirza Hikamati, ruling that his death sentence cannot stand because it found shortcomings in his case. You think? All right, so Amir Mirza Hikamati, who is assumed to work for game developer Kuma Reality Games, was accused by the Iranian government of spying for the CIA. He was subsequently convicted of the crime and sentenced to death. Iranian prosecutors also alleged that Hikmati was training at U.S. bases in Afghanistan and Iraq prior to being deployed into Iran. An appeal of his case was finally heard by the Iranian Supreme Court, who ordered that his conviction be overturned and he be given a new trial. Some of this might have to do with the fact that Amir Mirza Hikmati is a dual American-Iranian citizen. Amir Mirza Hikmati also served in the Marines. A confession where he admitted to being a CIA spy was recorded in December, but many assume it was under duress, and by duress they mean severe torture. All right, so the judiciary spokesman, Ghulasim Mojini Yahai, says there were objections to the verdict by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court found shortcomings in the case and sent it for review by an affiliate court. A date for a retrial has not been set. The U.S. State Department has been demanding the release of Amir Mirza Hikmati since he was arrested. Yes, we've been demanding it all the while we've been, you know, throwing a fit about the guys over in New Zealand. Wonderful. Love y'all. I'm not going to go down that road. No.
Oh, I actually just tweeted this back to Jay. He was he asked, so does the Katy Perry edition feature a Russell Brand skin? And how does this game simulate celebrity marital problems?
What?
The funny thing that he should say that. That's one of those things that they don't put on the box. Your Sims can't have marital problems. And I tweeted this to him. If you're, let's say the Katy, that you make your Russell Brand Sim and one of them is cheating, the other Sims, if they see, you know, your Sim out with somebody that isn't their wife and you're being a little too romantic and huggy-kissy, they gossip until it gets back to the spouse, and then the spouse will break up with you. Yeah, the spouse will get angry. And that was my vampire story. You have to listen to the night show to hear that one. That happened with one of my vampire celebrities. His girlfriend found out that he was having an affair with another girl in their band, and yeah, it got real ugly.
Oh.
It got really ugly. I didn't see that one coming. I was hurt. No! No. I thought it was okay. Celebrities have lots of women. Okay. Okay, so Ubisoft, a lot of you are saying, you know, at some point we're going to get tired of Assassin's Creed. Ubisoft should take note. And Ubisoft says, whatever, we don't care.
Tired of us.
Whatever, you're going to play more Assassin's Creed and you will like it. No, that's our spin on it. We are the media, you know.
Surprise me, though. They're evil.
Okay, so our peoples over at GI.biz got to speak to Ubisoft over at GDC, and they were told that it's their new Assassin's Creed is two times, or they're using two times the development resources that they've ever had, so there's twice as many people as they've had ever working on a game before, so that makes it the most expensive Assassin's Creed, and they're saying it's truly a global effort with the development, so they're using all of their resources here, Canada, France. They say This is going to be the biggest launch in Ubisoft history. And they're talking about how much effort they're putting behind it, which includes the marketing budget, the amount of people working, the business units that are pushing as well. This is from Tony Keith. He is the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Ubisoft. He also said it's definitely hands down going to be the biggest launch we've ever had. We've known that for a while. It's a massive product for us that's been in development for 3 years. See, you all think they just go in there and wave a magic wand and the game gets made. Takes a while. Longer than it does to make a movie, even. And he says, we've been waiting for it, and we're really excited finally to see this thing coming to life today and the people's reactions. He said, that reaction has been quite positive from the folks we've been talking to this week, particularly those of the revolutionary period portrayed by the games. I'm kind of liking that, too. He says, we knew, especially here in the U.S. market, that having the game take place on American soil was going to hit home for a lot of people in a way that maybe some of the past Assassin's Creeds have not. We see that as an opportunity to grow brand, keep it. While the brand is very popular, there's no denying that pumping millions upon millions into a title also evokes greater risk for the publisher. Ubisoft says it likes its chances, though. It says, we've assessed the potential and the quality of the product long before we've announced it. We understand what we have, and while we're not flawless in our projections, we've had plenty of games that didn't meet our expectations. We firmly believe that this is a really good bet. He says, and our goal is to grow the brand. We are one of the elite brands in the industry, and we're not even the biggest. There are a few brands that sell more than Assassin's Creed, so we know there's going to be room for this to grow. So we're getting behind it with bigger development resources and bigger marketing, and our goal is to significantly grow it from where it is right now. So not just a little bit, a lot. He also stressed that Ubisoft sees no threat of franchise fatigue. As, in other words, you don't like it. He said, especially since... Is it especially since Assassin's Creed 3 is featuring a completely new hero, new technology, a new setting. And you're looking at a whole new part of history where you've got guns and giant armies and colonial America, and even in Europe has a lot lore attached to it. He also added that our hero is totally cool. He's unique. He's half British, half Mohawk. This allows him to have a lot of cool attributes. He's also got some typical weapons of Native Americans in that period, and he also knows how to use a gun. Oh, bow and arrow. Ooh. They said as bullish as Key and Ubisoft are on the newest Assassin's Creed Assassins, publishers can never be guaranteed success in anything, and gold mines aren't filled with an infinite supply. Any publisher who says that they don't worry about burnout is probably not being honest. There's always the worry about burnout because consumer tastes do change. Trends come along that cause you to evolve things in certain ways. So you always have to be forewarned, forward thinking about your brand and where you're going to go. I am very excited about this. It won't be out until October. And when it does launch, it's going to be for all consoles, except for the handheld one. So you get it on your Xbox, your PlayStation, and the Wii U, which we're expecting out this year, and the PC. So that's all my worry. I want to say we Darkest Days played with the whole Civil War aspect, and Assassin's Creed does better than they did with the leader interact with it. Darkest Days, of course, was based on my problem and all that. So I was like, I want to have Civil War, you got to be in all these things, and then at some point, the ability to use it for the future. My favorite one was you could rain down grenades from the sky. I decimated a field of hundreds. It was lovely. So I'm hoping, but they didn't really want you to do that because they were saying, you know, you're changing the course of history or something, whatever have you. But I'm hoping that this will be the same way, but actually allow you to interact, whether it's going to change history or not. I would love, especially the screenshots that we've been seeing here, where he's in the woods and, you know, you see the British soldiers marching through the woods. Oh, I'm going to love that. I'm going to eat me some British pie. Yes. Bow and arrow, y'all. Just, oh.
I can't. Oh, and arrow you to death. That's nice. That's very nice.
You don't have to take that crowd of people when you're the only one. Everybody knows that if you're a gamer, you can come back and you bow and arrow. Don't do that because everybody knows. He has the guy walking behind. He drops. He drags him.
Yeah, see, yeah. They are.
Is she still happy?
That was the full Nelson. JJ.
Oh, that makes me feel so
horrible. Stop downloading the porn.
I couldn't help myself. It was good.
Mm-hmm. But it was. Midget porn. Nom, 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 nom.
Bad teacher. All right. You go then, since Gladys don't want to let me talk. Fine.
All right. Okay, I will.
Fine.
As can too, the world beneath, available on March 14th. Tin Tons announced today the release date for As Can 2, The World Beneath. The game will be available on iOS, PC, and Mac on March 14th. The World Beneath is an action puzzle game that takes players on a grand adventure through amazing submarine worlds. The game immerses the players in awe-inspiring vistas and serves a piece of thoroughly polished action puzzle game. Player will also experience a lot of variation through several game modes and styles. Tin Ton is also having a competition on Facebook with an iPad as the main prize. All Askin 2 Facebook fans will have a chance to win the main prize. There are also many surprise prizes. The draw will happen around the time of the release. You can find Askin 2 on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Askind, A-Z-K-E-N-D, 2. Basically going to switch my information. All right, so anyway, I have this and a video from Game Nature morning ahead of there, and check that out. Yay! All right, since that one was short, I'm going to grab
one. Yes, apparently nobody can hear me, so.
Yes, because Corey is getting all kinds of ganked around today. It's not very nice. Not very nice. Fruit Ninja Connect chops through 1 million XBLA downloads. Wow, people. Y'all are a little bit addicted. Highly acclaimed game developer Half-Brick today announced that its chart-topping Xbox Live Arcade XBLA Connect title Fruit Ninja Connect has exceeded 1 million downloads. That's since August 2011. Wow, that's nuts, people. Hitting 1 million downloads for XBLA is an awesome achievement, says Phil Larson, who is the chief marketing officer at Half-Brick. He also goes on to say it's a milestone that proves how much right thinking and vision and will get ahead. How with the right vision and mobile game can it be expanded to as much of your franchise platform to market and be while be successful? Next, looking at one from XBLA's Summer of Arcade series and 2011's Best Casual Game, Interactive Achievements Award winner, with the simple yet addictive mechanics that make Ninja such a breakout success on mobile devices. Fruit Mechanic stays true to the spirit of the beloved title, while expanding the player's experience with new gameplay modes and unlockable content. Players use their arms and legs to slice their way through various game modes, classic, zen, and arcade, to become the ultimate Fruit Ninja. Fruit Ninja Connect also has multiplayer functionality, so Fruit Ninjas can slice side by side or challenge one another. Alright, so it's available on XBLA for 800 Microsoft points, which is about $10 USD. And if you want more information, head over to GameMatrix.com this morning.
Do it! Okay, so unfortunately, looks like we're going to shut off in 6 minutes, and it is not letting me fix. Let me see if I can fix over here while I chat. Would you mind doing a third one here before we get cut by our
All right, we've got neutrality spike return to court. Verizon and Metro PCS sued the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, last year over its net neutrality rules. At the time, a judge dismissed their lawsuits because the rules had yet to be finalized. After the new net neutrality rules went into effect, the two companies reasserted themselves and filed lawsuits. Last Thursday, the D.C. Circuit Court ruled that their cases can not move forward. In April of 2010, oh, let's talk on an Judge Taylor from the same court shot down a 2008 FCC order that sanctioned Comcast for its treatment of BitTorrent traffic. The panel ruled at the time that the FCC didn't have broadband regulatory authority under its one SMB jurisdiction. when it wrote its new net neutrality rules, it tried to take this ruling into account because it knew it would be back in court defending its authority. If the SEC loses at the district court, the fight would have to be taken up before the Supreme Court. If the district court rules the way it did last time, the SEC could be stripped of its authority to regulate cable, DSL, and wireless internet providers. I don't think I like this.
Uh-oh.
On one hand, I think they should be regulated. On the other hand, I don't know. You know, that's a little bit scary. All right. I think we're still working, so I'm just going to keep right on going.
Wow. There's like some internet craziness going on. Speaking of Comcast, they're not letting me do anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You just said
this contact issue. This is not even me.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, you want me to keep going while you mess with that?
You're going to have to because I can't get to Missouri's. Look at that.
Oh, no. All right, what have we got? French government backs Le Game. France's Video Game Trade Association Syndicate National des Jeux Vidéo. I said that wrong. Corey would say this so much harder. Announced at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco this morning a new brand to promote French video game creativity. The brand Le Game is backed by the trade group and the French government and has the backing of Game Connection USA. Their official motto sounds uncompromising creativity from France. Apparently, their trade opportunity for the French game developers on the video game industry stage. French video game industry has established creativity with games such as Rayman, which Corey loves, Persia, Doofus, and Heavy Rain. But these talented individuals and studios operated independently. With the help of Le Game, French game developers and companies will be enabled to foster a common and global communication plan to highlight the creativity and the diversity of France's developers. Nicolas Guam, chairman of the SNJV, who initiated the product, today says, "Today's video game industry competes on a global scale, and Le Game will allow France structure its message of uncompromising creativity, quality, and talent. All around the nation, this represents a major step forward for our industry." Why? All of a sudden, am I smelling spaghetti? Oh, spaghetti. The French Ministry of the Economy in Paris on Friday, with the support and the backing of the French government, represented during the launch by multiple ministers and government agencies, including UB France. The first in a series of events to promote the French video game industry will take place at Game Connection USA during the 12th Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, which kicks off today. So, hey, for everybody that's at GDC in San Francisco, I am highly jealous. Send me some stuff. I don't know. Show me stuff. I want to see what all. Yeah.
Okay, this is not. I hate you, Comcast. This is not going to let us in.
Screw you, Comcast.
Yep, this is not letting me in. So we're probably going to go over into streaming. Sorry, guys.
My bad.
Well, it's not our bad. It's Comcast won't update. Anyway, we got a minute left before we go into streaming. Unfortunately, it will not load any pages except for Twitter. At which time, Jay is saying GLaDOS and Axe Headroom are making digital babies over there. So we are all kinds of just crazy sounding.
Wow.
And all I got is a spinning, you know, the spinning.
Well, if I can type. I blame Corey's addiction to internet porn.
Why is it my connection to internet porn? My internet porn.
I don't know.
Yeah, why is it got to be me?
Because it sounds better than my addiction.
Y'all see how Ginger does me?
I love you.
No, you don't. You just want to torture me. All right, so guys, we cannot hear you. Come at me, like, seriously.
Oh, let go of my cord.
Oh, wait, we may get in under the wire. Oh, no. It let me go 2 pages, and then it said, no, never mind.
Oh.
Wow, Comcast.
Comcast, you dirty, dirty floor.
Okay, so we still have more after the after we take a break, guys. I would play some music for you, but it's not even letting our music load. Don't you love Comcast?
Comcast, you dirty, dirty floor.
What is a slurper? I'm curious.
SLN, yeah.
SLN. You know what? Y'all talk to y'all's ginger because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I can't say the other word on daytime air. I get in trouble.
From who? All
right, so it's a dirty, dirty whore.
All right, we're apparently on the other side. People are hating us. We're sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. It would not load. It's like, no. I don't think so. No. No.
That's the way it always seems to go.
It's like, no, I don't think so. No. And look, now everything picks back up.
Nice. Though you still sound horrible.
Yeah, we both will sound continue to sound horrible. All right, let me move along.
Wait, no, you're finally starting to sound better.
See, that's freaking
out for us.
Freaking Comcast. Why?
Because they need to have gasoline poured on them. I don't know.
And just now, the page that I wanted to edit loads up.
Wow.
That's now.
That's so much fun.
Isn't it, though? All right, moving along. Well, apparently. Want to touch up you. Okay, so Nintendo is revealing that they sold 4.5 3DS units since launch, which is good. Software revenue total for the first 4 months are roughly double. Wow. Are roughly double. Stop the tweet. Stop it. Roughly double what they were last year. Let's see. They're saying in the U.S. market, they got over 9 million in software sales for over 1.2 billion worth total sales. Nintendo directly contrasts that to the launch year of the DS, which sold 2.3 million hardware units and 5 million pieces of hardware for a total of 550 million worth of sales during its first 12 months on the U.S. market. Nintendo's president, Reggie Fils-Aimé, is quoted as saying, Nintendo 3DS closed its first year with a lengthy list of accomplishments, but we're still just scratching the surface. He says, with a massive lineup of first and third-party games and more on the way, a budding library of entertainment options, and engaged and growing installed base, Nintendo 3DS has an incredibly bright future. We're just getting started, but this platform is built for the long haul. Nintendo has also noted that Mario Kart 7 and Super Mario 3D Land have sold 1.45 million and 1.75 million copies to date since launching in 2011.
That's not good.
Well, they'll get better. Freaking Blog Talk. Freaking Comcast. I'm angry about our time. That's evil.
Comcast. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what? Did we talk about this on Xbox Live Arcade, maybe going the way of the dinosaur?
Ooh, no, we did not.
Uh-huh. I am pulling this from Games Industry. Xbox Live Arcade Marketing Manager said service might be disbanded eventually.
Ooh.
This could explain a couple of things. Microsoft PR quickly adds that there are no plans to dissolve the service at this time. Games like Alan Wake, American Nightmare, and I Am Alive are part of a new generation of digital releases that would have to come to retail, or that would have come to retail only a few years ago. With this emerging trend, along with more AAA games being available for digital distribution on or near the retail release date, the notion that Xbox Live Arcade could become outdated. According to global marketing manager for XBLA Microsoft Studios, Michael Wolff, when asked if XBLA could be phased out in the long run, Wolff said to Vox Games, "Personally, I'd say absolutely yes. I think digital distribution has to be like that. I don't think XBLA will be leaving soon. It's an incredible platform. We had ex-Galaxy fans. I don't think it's going to be announced anytime soon. One thing Microsoft has proven is that we continue to try and adapt and innovate in experiences. Microsoft was very quick to respond on this matter, saying that the reports of XBLA's impending demise are greatly exaggerated. They say Xbox Live Arcade is and will continue to be the premier destination for quality downloadable games at a great value, boasting an ever-growing, eclectic library of hundreds of games spanning every genre. We are committed to providing new downloadable games for Xbox 360 and continuing our work with first and third-party developers on the platform. We have no plans to dissolve this service at this time. I'm thinking that's not going to be a good thing. No, it's not going to be a good thing. Could that explain why they've kind of been giving the cold shoulder to the indie developers? Kind of interesting. All right, so Corey's all quiet.
Hey, over here, I'm muted. I looked up. You know what the problem is? My mute button is red, and it's like I'm wearing a red shirt. So I looked down, and I didn't see any red, and I said, started talking. Okay, so, yeah, I said it could possibly be why it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am talking with EA now.
Awesome. All right, we need to get strong. It sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah. Up today.
You should. You sound evil. It's horrible.
Oh, I wanted to. Oh, I love this. Can you hear people that understand what I'm saying at least?
You want to sound crazy.
You. No. No.
No to which. Don't talk.
I understand you half the time, and the other half the time, you're like in and out.
That's freaking Comcast. I hate them. Go ahead. Because my mic is spinning again. So then you probably can hear me. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Android Marketplace increases maximum app size to 4 gigabytes. Yay! We got some love. All right. So APK cap remains at 50 megabytes with two additional 2 gigabytes expansion files. The Android Marketplace has significantly increased maximum file size for the applications which it will host, bumping capacity from just 50 megabytes to over 4 gigabytes. Previously, any developer who wanted to sell titles via the Google service or more than 50 megabytes would have been forced to host and distribute overflow data themselves, adding costs and cutting into profits. Now Google will shoulder that burden. Core APK files remain capped at 50 megabytes, but the new rules allow devs to associate up to 2 gigabytes of expansion files, generally time as the app. This allows them to not only include more assets with original releases, but to add extra content and updates more easily, something which will particularly appeal to game studios. Expansion files can be in any format and will allow users to see the complete size of an app before downloading, improving memory management. Awesome. That is cool. And speaking of memory management, I do need to find me a memory chip for my phone.
Is that for you talking about the Android?
Yes, that was the Android.
I mean, were you talking about the Android story with them increasing the app? Because I'm kind of half listening while I argue with you.
No.
No, they're not arguing this time. They're being nice. So you were talking about the app increase?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, did you see the picture of the giant cupcake and the Android?
No.
Oh, that was a real cupcake. Then right there.
I know, right?
Okay. Okay, we are having the worst of all days ever, so I think we're going to go and try this again later.
Yeah, because we'll be back later this evening.
With some pixie stuff. Because we're even sounding all unprofessional, and you know I don't like that.
No.
Well, not this unprofessional, because I'm like, what the fuzzy? Pages are not loading. Like, and as soon as we get off, they'll start loading. In any case, you guys know where to find us. I'm going to try some music again and see if this works.
I'm leaning on. I was how you're sounding.
Yeah. GamerGhostRadio, GamingHX.com. And we'll see you guys later on Pixel News Show, where we continue talking about, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, games, in-game fashion, how you should dress if you're planning on playing some Sims in Second Life.
Yes. Nom. Great. Don't forget, you can also download us on iTunes.
Yes. GLaDOS.
Oh.
Back door.
Go ahead. Now you're one.